You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey guys, Richie here. This is Band Geek Episode 6. We recorded this one on May 1st. This one's called Crucial Taunt because it's our tribute to the movie Wayne's World. If you haven't seen Wayne's World, it might be a good idea to watch it before listening to this episode. But if you don't feel like watching it, you'll still know what songs we're playing because they're all classic rock tunes. But Wayne's World's an awesome movie. We all love it, and that's why we're doing this. It also helps that Anne-Marie was playing bass and singing on this episode, just like Tia Carrere in the movie, and she did an incredible job. So that's it. I hope you enjoy it. If you are going to be in the Tacoma, Washington area this Saturday, June 28th, we're playing at the Emerald Queen Casino, which is always a really fun gig. That's Blue Oyster Cult at the Emerald Queen. Then on the following Sunday, July 6th, we'll be in Naperville, Illinois for the Rib Fest. Check out this lineup. We're with George Thorogood and Foghat. That's an awesome lineup. So if you're in that area, come check that out. And also the food's good. And then the following Saturday in Big Flats, New York, on July 12th, Blue Oyster Cult is playing at Tags Outdoor Amphitheater with one of my favorite bands, Boston. I'm so excited. I'll definitely be watching their set and trying to figure out what the hell Tom Scholz is doing so I can tell you guys what he's doing. So that's that. Go to www.riotcast.com, subscribe to our show, and check out some other amazing podcasts. And friend us on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. All right, here we go.
Mukalakahiki, come on, you want to lay me? Pass the poi, Mahalo.
That's so funny, Muff. You're so that funny.
That's funny.
I forgot to riff.
Isn't that from Wayne's World?
Yes.
Nice.
Welcome to Band Geek. I'm Richie Castellano.
Were we recording this whole time?
We were recording this whole time.
You're such an asshole.
I have a lot to talk about.
I have a lot of problems with people.
I got a lot of problems.
I got a lot to talk about. I went on a trip, and while I was gone from the trip, Andy Ascalise over here played approximately 50% of the year's Blue Oyster Cult gigs. So that makes him more of a member than I am. So welcome to Andy Ascalise's Band Geek podcast. Take it away, Andy.
All right. Thank you. And with me always is my co-host, Jared Pressman.
Yeah. Woo! I have an audience now. We got a studio audience while Richie was on vacation.
The funding went up. On bass today, we have Richie's lovely wife, Anne-Marie Castellano.
Yay!
You said that so sleepily.
Hi, God.
My wife, Brandy's over here.
Hey!
Brandy!
Hey! And Richie Castellano.
That guy who used to be in Blue Oyster Cult.
Former member.
The former host of Band Geek Podcast.
So, how'd the gigs go?
The gigs went good.
That's not what you wanted to be telling me.
Oh, sorry. Everyone missed you. And,
see, that's better.
At the buffet.
Hey, talking to the microphone, Brandy.
Can you hear me?
You're talking to the side of the microphone.
I don't like to be on the microphone.
Why? Just talk in the middle.
You have a way.
I'm in the middle.
There you go.
Now.
That's just.
Is this better?
You know, Brandy, you can move the microphone to you.
No, I can't touch it.
Andy, could you help your wife out, please?
It's made of lava.
the microphone is hot lava. Don't touch
it. It's not gonna bite you. Jesus. Okay.
I don't like talking.
Oh, how's that voice?
Hey, how about that?
I had a speaking voice like that.
Podcast ready.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The sexy voice is back. She's got her own microphone.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Andy. Proceed with the show. By the way, you know what? I said I had a great idea for the show today?
Yeah.
This is it. You're already on the show.
It's going to be a horrible show.
And due to the miracle of podcast and the internet, somebody just listened to another show 38 seconds ago, and you're like, we've been gone. We've actually had, we haven't done one in what, 3 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah, but they won't know that because by the time this is released, it'll seem like we never took a break.
Right. So you're telling everybody, we've been gone for a long... We've been sleeping for...
For 6 days! anything you want to talk...
The shows went well. We played six shows?
I missed 60% of the year's gigs.
Five shows, and we went all over the country, and I want to thank the guys at BOC for making me feel welcome, and I want to thank the fans. They were very supportive, and it was fun.
Don't you have a stalker now?
Blessed.
Do you have a stalker?
I got an email, actually, about you.
Oh, okay.
It said, I was very disappointed. No, it said though, there's a guy on Facebook who is a very nice guy. His name is Chris Kahn. I think he's from San Francisco.
Yeah, somewhere or that area. Yeah. Northwest.
Yeah. Whatever and, happened to predictability? Sorry.
He is very enthusiastic. He always has like a countdown to the BOC shows.
Yeah.
So he sent me this email. I can't wait to see you. And I was kind of keeping it hush hush that I was going to be missing the show. Because like I'm a draw and people are going to say, oh, I'm not going to go now because Richie's not going to be there. Let me see if I can put my ticket on StubHub. but I told him, he was the only guy I told. I said, Chris, I'm sorry. I'm going on my honeymoon. I'm going to not be there. And he was like, oh man, that sucks. And he was like getting really upset. I said, actually, my friend Andy's covering for me and he is awesome and you will not be let down. And then he sent me an email back after he went to go see the show saying, you were right, he rocks. He was killing those high notes and Hot Rails to Hell. He had really nice things to say about
you. Awesome. Yeah. I after the show, I went out and he was there. I met him. He was actually my Facebook friend before the shows anyway, so...
Did you see any tits?
Ooh la la.
I did not.
you can't see this, podcast audience, but Andy's wife is just has the most disappointed look. Not disgust, like, my husband would not go out and look at breasts. She was just like... Yeah, he's lame. Is that the sentiment you're trying to convey?
It is the sentiment, and I was at several of the shows, and I was hoping to see the show, but there was no show.
Now, were there?
I wasn't even on the road, and I saw.
Were there any girls in the audience whose boobs you would like to see?
I didn't see any girls in the audience.
Oh wow! Was one of
those
shows?
There was a few in Portland.
To be fair, even though there weren't girls in the audience, there were still plenty of boobs in the audience.
Brandy got hit on at the Portland show.
It's true.
Nice.
Yes, it's true.
Don't take
because
this,
she was the,
don't take this the wrong way, but my mom got hit on once at a BOC show, and she went to go see me. It might have been in Atlantic City or something, some guy goes, you know, hey, how you doing? You here with anybody? She goes, yes, my son is on stage. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So what are you doing after this? She's like, I'm married. But that guy, that scumbag, made my mom's night because she was so excited about that.
Oh, a gentleman.
A gentleman caller.
So those are two completely different impressions of Richie's mother.
You didn't notice any girls in the audience at all?
I noticed, yeah, definitely.
Or women?
No,
women?
No women with a Y or anything like that. No, I saw
1980s women.
But when
women with a Y.
when that guy was hitting on me, I was like, women. Really? And then women. I kind of looked around and I was like, oh, I'm the hot girl here. Awesome.
So today, Phil is not here. I don't know if Phil is not doing this anymore. He gave me
his 2 weeks notice.
He gave me his 2 weeks notice. Basically,
and apparently that was the past 2 weeks.
When you're the while you were
basically,
gone.
I spoke to him
Remember
last night.
Remember that long time we said we had?
Yeah. No, I just got back from my honeymoon, and I spoke to him like after not speaking to him for 2 weeks, and I said, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, buddy, I missed you. Yeah, we should hang. Yeah, totally. I said, yeah, so tomorrow we're doing the podcast. He goes, oh. I said, what? He goes, I don't know. I'm like, what? He goes, I didn't know it was tomorrow. I'm like, well, it's Thursday. We do this on Thursdays. He's like, yeah, but... I was like, what? I'm like... He goes, what? You don't want to do this? Why don't you just cancel tomorrow? I was like, no. I was like, I like doing the podcast. That's why I do it. You know?
It's like the only time I get to see my friends.
I see my friends. I play songs. It's great. I don't know if he's into it anymore, but as a result... Anne-Marie is playing bass today, and Anne-Marie is actually a very good bass player.
Oh, yay! Nice.
So not to put pressure on Anne-Marie.
Clapping a lot for things like, today.
Not to put pressure on Anne-Marie, I was like, what song do you like to play on bass? And she goes, I don't know. I said, no, like, if you're playing bass tomorrow, I don't want to, you know, put too much pressure on you. What song do you like to play? And she goes, I like to play Ballroom Blitz. And I said, oh, cool. And I said, what else do you know? And we started going through some songs, and she says, oh, I know Fire by Jimi Hendrix. I said, wait, those are two songs that were in Wayne's World.
Well,
I said,
you know, I wanted to be Cassandra. Like, that's, I wanted that.
And the name sang. Was Cassandra.
It's all his fault, too. He's like, man.
I think we need to play some eighth notes on A.
You're introducing a song in that way that Richie does.
It's going to be the Wayne's World theme song.
Is that it? Is it an A?
E, E, E. It doesn't matter. It's one note. It's one chord.
Wayne's World. Hey, one, two, three. Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
No, that's not how it goes.
What?
That's how it goes.
No, it's not.
How's it go?
I don't know.
Sing it, Muff.
No.
Wayne's World, Wayne's World, party time, an excellent Wayne's World.
Right? No, that's
not A, that's D.
That's the new, like, produced one once they get bought out by the, it's just
all right,
like,
so just A, ready, one, two, three, it's Wayne's World, Wayne's World, Wayne's World, party time, excellent Wayne's World.
There it is.
Is that
that's
better?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
You were doing the Wayne's World is brought to you by Noah's Arcade.
Oh, I was doing exactly. When they ruined the show?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's Richie's basement.
I can't recall that theme song now. Like, I can't even think of
the produced one?
No, like,
I don't think there's
just them going,
I don't think there's much going on.
No, it's not.
He's a Wayne's World.
Can we? There's a specific reason why, though, that movie is important to you.
Yeah.
Because that movie introduced you to Queen.
It did. I never heard Queen before that movie. No, I heard We Will Rock You, because that's like, if you go to any sporting event, right, you hear We Will Rock You. But I'd never been to a sporting event.
As a musician.
We're going to clap for that.
Yeah,
we're clapping for everything.
I went over this in like my
millionaires
blog.
Millionaires playing games.
Who knows if anybody reads that. So if you're not one of my 7 blog subscribers, I saw Wayne's World in, when did it come out? 91?
93.
I saw it in 90.
You said that with such disdain. 93.
Listen, if there's anybody who knows things about movies.
In the 80s
actually,
or 90s.
Muff is wearing a Wayne's World t-shirt right now.
Because you said we were doing a Wayne's World show, and I figured I'd wear it for the people who can't see us.
So, I remember going to see Wayne's World with my dad. And we thought it was just amazing because it had tons of inside musician jokes in it. It really blew me away. But then that middle scene where they're in the car and Bohemian Rhapsody comes on, I'm like, what is this? And I kept telling my dad, Dad, what is this? He goes, it's Queen. I'm like, yeah, but what is this? Like, I wasn't getting it. Like,
right.
Like a song could sound like this, you know? Mm-hmm. And then like they're headbanging. I'm like, oh man, this is the best song. And I'm like, Dad, what is this? He's like, ask your uncle. Because my dad has a brother who's younger than him. So my dad was a teenager. My uncle, I think, is like 10 years younger than my dad. So my dad grew up in the 60s, and when Motown was really big,
right,
and a lot of R&B, like all the Stax stuff. And so my dad was really all about the R&B scene from the 60s, and my uncle listened to all the music by white people. So
in the 70s.
In the 70s, because 10 years later, that's when he was a teenager. So his favorite bands were Led Zeppelin, Yes, Genesis, stuff like that. So that's what, you know, that's why I kind of had a well-rounded upbringing in terms of like classic music, because I got all like the soulful stuff from my dad. I'm not saying I play soulfully. I'm saying I know all that stuff. Right. I can play it because my dad would play that and all the blues and all of the like the English rock. That was from my uncle. So immediately after seeing that movie, I called him up. I was like, Uncle Phil, there was a song in the movie that I just saw, and it was by Queen, and it goes, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo. And he's like, and he goes, oh, he goes, I think I have that. He goes, come over. So I went over to his house. He lived right behind me, and he gave me Bohemian Rhapsody. He gave me the Queen Greatest Hits, and the first track was Bohemian Rhapsody.
All right.
And I listened to it over and over and over again. And then I was upset when I had to leave my house because I couldn't listen to it more. So I had a Walkman, right? So what I did is I took like a 60-minute tape, right? Or a 90-minute tape. It was at two-sided, 45 minutes each side. And I now, it wasn't like an iPod where I could just put it on repeat. Right. So what I did is I had this, the kids, if you're listening and you're a kid, you won't understand what this means. But back in the day, when there were no instant playback devices with flash media or like iPods or hard drives, you had a CD. Now, a CD you couldn't bring with you because portable CD players hadn't been invented yet. Or they were too expensive.
They were too expensive. Yeah, they were invented.
Yeah. So,
Wait, what year are you talking about?
In Wayne's World, when he gets money for selling the show, the first thing he buys is a portable CD player for a shitbox of a car.
That's right. So,
but that shows you that you needed to have a couple bucks to buy a Discman. Okay?
A Discman?
A Discman.
Developed by Bob Discman?
It wasn't a product name to describe the function. It was after the founder, whose name just so happened to be Discman.
Sounds Jewish.
Ladies and gentlemen, our resident full Jew, Jared Pressman.
Our resident racist, Jared Pressman.
Yeah. Racist, yes.
It's okay, you could be racist because you're Jewish.
Oh, okay.
So, because I had a Walkman, not a Walkman. Actually, it was a Walkman.
No, totally
it
was a Walkman.
Not a Walkman. And it was a Discman and a Walkman.
Like Alan Walkman?
Yeah. Alan Walkman.
So I had a Walkman.
Hello. And, this is Alan Walkman.
Christopher Walkman.
Hey, it's Christopher Walkman.
Try it. So I put the song on the cassette, which is a thing you had to put in the Walkman, and I would play it and I'd rewind it, and it would take like 45 seconds to rewind the whole thing. And that pissed me off because I wanted to hear Bohemian Rhapsody right away after I was done listening to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
So I went home and you had this CD player, right? And it was like a $200 boombox that would work for about 7 months and then start skipping immediately. Right? Am I lying?
Wait, are you talking about the disc? Laser technology?
I did have a top loader.
Then you have to put like something heavy on top of it so it wouldn't skip.
Yeah, you put your Walkman on top of it.
Right, your Walkman.
So
your doorstop.
Yeah. Your 10-pound Walkman that you had to carry around with you, and then your giant book of cassettes.
Do you know what I
saw? It's portable.
A little box.
I have 40 songs in here.
I saw a picture on Facebook today. It was a kid with it was a jean jacket and somebody trying to cram a Discman inside their jean jacket pocket, and like kids today will never know the peril. I was like, truth.
So what I had to do is I had this boombox and it had a CD player and a tape deck in it. Whoa. And what you used to do is you used to make mixtapes by putting your CDs in and dubbing them over. And that was a lot of fun because it was involved. You really had to think about it. It's not like, oh, I'm sitting here on the bus, I'm going to make a playlist on the fly. No, you had to set aside, like, I'm going to spend the next 6 hours making two mixtapes.
Yeah, but what about before that when you had to sit and wait until the DJ played your song and then record it as the DJ's playing it, and then he does all stupid crap over it.
And then also, I didn't have a dual cassette, so I had to hold my boombox up to another boombox.
Come on.
The quality wasn't really that great, but, you know.
And sometimes you had to do math.
Right, like you'd have to know the exact amount of time on each side.
Oh, yeah, so
like
it would fit on the side of the
tape. You'd put all the songs together. And you wouldn't want any blank space at the end.
I mean, you had to listen to the whole thing.
I would always let the song cut off, then re-record it on the next side.
No!
Yeah.
That's awful!
Because I was terrible at math.
Oh, yeah, I got like a calculator
How about
for time.
This? I remember I would have like a purchased cassette, I would remember what song was on the other side and when to stop like listening to first side.
Yeah.
And I was my favorite song's on the other side and flip it over.
Wow, that's deep, man.
No, I did that too.
Well, my Walkman, which I still have because I keep everything, doesn't have a rewind. It has play, stop, and fast forward.
Oh, yeah, you gotta take it out and
flip it over.
That's such bullshit. I got so pissed off with that
auto reverse? Yeah, that was before auto reverse.
No, it wasn't even auto reverse.
It was just no rewind.
No, but I'm saying, then there was auto reverse.
Listen, if your mother shopped where Jared's mother shopped, there were only three button Walkman. And
everything was.
And it was a Walkman. It was not a Walkman.
No.
It was a
Walkman. And it was play, stop,
and fast forward.
And fast forward. And you had to take that shit out and turn it over and say, hey, I guess I'm at the right spot and try it over. It was so involved.
Panasonic.
Sony Guts.
Yeah, Sony
Magnet Box and Sony. Yeah. Can we pause for a second? We're in our 30s, and we're like, do you know how hard it was to listen to a musical artist on the go?
Look. So, anyway, my point is, this is the longest story I've ever told anyone.
You can edit all this out later.
I sound like a four-year-old telling a story.
And then,
I should play the tape one day. I have a cassette recording to go off on another tangent. My first cassette recorder was a Fisher-Price Kids cassette. Do you guys have that one? Like the beige and brown?
Was it beige?
Yeah.
Because the newer one was red. So you could tell your age by the color.
I had the one,
color.
It was like white and it had like primary colored giant buttons. Younger.
Yeah, you're a kid.
Sorry.
So, no, but I had the Fisher-Price.
Fuck you, you don't know what we're talking about.
I also had a computer, guys.
I had the Fisher-Price one and I remember telling my dad a story. I was trying to explain to him the events of Empire Strikes Back, right? And I was 3 or 4.
Is this Treacherous Pupus?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'll play it one day on this because it's adorable. But basically, the way I told that story is the way I've been telling this story right now. So anyway, let me wrap this up because I want to play some goddamn music. All right. So basically, now the story's not that interesting. I took Bohemian Rhapsody and I recorded it over and over and over again on every side so I wouldn't have to stop and rewind.
I think we all saw that punchline coming, though.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Punchline?
Don't
was that
do
a
that.
Joke?
That's no. Terrible. Stop it, all of you.
And that was Richie's tech tip.
If you're using a cassette deck, you're going to want to record that song over and over again. I spent like 12 years learning that song. But maybe we'll do that at the end. Anne-Marie said we should just play the recording of it because it's going to be better than anything we're going to do here with three people.
And also, it's super involved, and you
we
spend a lot
Wayne's
of time
World
making
version
that.
Where it's just the middle part.
But also, you're close to 1 million views on that.
Yeah, I am. That's I'm
my students
about
told
that.
Me this morning. They said, I played it to my whole family. My father knew exactly who your husband was, and I played it like 40 times, so he got a bunch of views.
Aww, that's so nice.
Shout out to my students.
Richie Castellano, our own Richie Castellano,
our own
has
YouTube sensation.
Richie Castellano, split screen, Bohemian Rhapsody, he plays everything. It's almost up to 1 million views. Go check it out.
He doesn't sound too enthused about that when he says it.
Go check it out.
He wasn't very enthusiastic at all.
Richie!
There you go. I want some oomph.
Split screen.
Some
glitz. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this what you were like?
Sunday.
Andy, is this what you were like on the gig? It's unenthusiastic. Hot rest to hell.
No, he was a foot shorter on the gig. That's what I know, Andy.
It was amazing.
Oh, he kept shrinking when he would go next to Donald?
No, but they look the same height.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I told you, you're supposed to sit on the slightly too tall to sit.
In that band, so he had to finagle the height difference.
My favorite was when you were David St. Hubbins, though, with the big white suit, because it was just like, there's no, the white giant, there's no hiding this. I'm here, world.
For Halloween, we did a Spinal Tap gig, and I was
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, is it?
On
YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Look up like Staten Island Spinal Tap, and you'll find it.
I am a giant white Davidson.
Yeah, everybody in the band is 5'7" or less,
and brunette.
Yeah, and then Andy looks like a beacon of light,
shining.
Yeah, shining, and he's wearing all white, and he has this bright
blonde
fucking
wig.
Yeah, bright light blonde wig, and he's so tall, and we're all squat. Well, not Russ. Russ is petite, but we're all
squat.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a Wayne's World song. I'll let you pick. Do you want to? We should do Dreamweaver first because that's probably gonna be the worst one.
Yeah, sure.
All right, yeah. Let's start out with that.
E?
Can you sing this?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna play.
Do you want me to record?
I've never played this song.
Do we have a camera?
What? Oh, no camera. Crap.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's upstairs.
All right, we'll forego the video this week. I'm trying to do an easy one. I just got back from my trip and I want to tell people about it because I got a lot of things on my mind. All right. Oh crap, that's not the chord.
How's this song go?
I just know the chorus.
No, do you know whenever Wayne looks at Cassandra?
Right.
That's the song.
Okay. Cassandra.
And the name.
All right, so this song's in E major. Starts off in C sharp minor. And then B, A. Again. Right. And then E, B, A, right? And then again, E, B, then A, B with an A in the bass. And then again, and then we have this cool, like, so it's E, E7, A, E, E7, A, and then this, the piano, this is a cool thing, which over the A, he goes, which is a very Michael McDonald sort of change, if you ask me. Yeah! Okay.
It's just a piano.
Listen, I'm a guitar player. Anytime I learn something that doesn't sound like me playing guitar on piano, I'm very excited. So shake your face, Andy.
Wow.
Ba-boo-dip. Ooh. Listen how funky I am. Listen how funky I am with that. And then it goes up. Oh, so it goes, the end of it goes E, up, E. E with a G sharp in the bass. A, B. So, are you ready, Jarrett?
Sure.
Okay, I don't know if I'm ready. Let's see. There you go.
Here we go.
I have just closed my eyes again.
I love it.
Climb aboard a dream weave train.
He's weaving my dreams right now.
Yes.
Try to take away my worries today.
Luther Vandross.
Leave tomorrow.
Sing it. Sing the song.
Cross the highways of fantasy. Help me to get to forget today's pain.
Up to the chorus.
Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light.
Double.
Then it goes up, doesn't it?
Jamming there.
This is a silly song.
It really is. So
I felt like Michael McDonald there for a second, so I had to keep, like, you know, grooving it, man.
This was one of those songs where people were so high on LSD and like ecstasy that it didn't matter.
Oh, I can see the dreams being weaved.
Very nice job, Jarrett.
It's a silly song to sing.
It was done very well.
So, Amory and I just went on our trip. And we went to Hawaii for our honeymoon.
Hawaii.
We got married in October, but we decided to take the trip a few months later because it coincided with Amory's school schedule.
Yeah, sure.
Not, is that why? Amory teaches. Yeah, she's not in school. Yes. This is what's
right.
I'm 18.
So, we went. Did you have a nice time?
I had a great time. Did you have a nice time?
I think so.
I think you did. I think you have a nicer time. I think you had a nice time in spite of yourself.
No, I did. I mean, there were ups and downs. More ups than downs. You know what I mean? It was. I haven't told any of these guys yet about the trip, and I'm saving it because I have a lot of stuff to get out. I mean, I guess I'll tell a few stories. Here's a first story. I'm going to tell this out of sequence. We
came home. Then
we got Hawaii is really expensive, and I'm very cheap. So at one point we're having a nice time, but at one point I just got tired of spending money. I don't know if you ever had that feeling before, like you're doing something, you're having a good time, and then you're just like, wow, like everything is just costing me a lot of money. And Brandy goes, no, I don't know what that feeling's like.
No, you can't think that way. But this is the only time you're going to be in
Hawaii.
How
many honeymoons are you going to go on?
I mean, most people only go on one.
I don't
one.
Know. What's the Castellano record? At least two?
Nice. Yeah. Anyway, so Amory said, you know what? I have a coupon to a...
she loves you.
To a teppanyaki place, which is like a hibachi, like arirang, Benihana sort of place. Okay. And she's like, let's go to there. And I said, okay. So we go there, and Amory was very excited to go exploring the Hawaiian Islands, and she would find, like, a national park she wanted to go check out, because there was, like, the Seven Waterfalls, or one place had a active volcano, or we had to go up a mountain to go see the stars at a certain elevation. So she was really excited about going to do all that, like, exploration stuff. So all of our dinner reservations were really late, and on the islands we were on, there's no nightlife. Everybody wakes up early to go to the beach, because everything you do is during the daytime. There's nothing.
Everybody
that
disappears after 5:30. Just disappears. Everybody turns into a pumpkin. They turn into a seashell.
So we would call up every restaurant. What is the latest reservation you'll take? And that was generally like 9 o'clock. Okay. So we
it was actually like 8:30. Yeah.
So we got the latest reservation at this restaurant, and because we were so late, no one else had a reservation that time. So we had our own like private chef.
Nice.
So, like, he's like, let's wait a few minutes to see if anyone else shows up. Nope. Okay. And the guy was really funny, and and the food was actually excellent. Like, yeah. And I'm crazy about things. Like, I'll read the reviews before I go to a place.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the reviews are like, this is a mediocre place, but I thought it was really good.
It was great.
Maybe because it was
our
so cheap
really
and it
funny.
Tasted better to me.
What was the chef's name?
Oh.
He was awesome though.
His name was Kunu.
I don't know. It was
P-O-P. So after we're done eating, and it was a great meal, they had karaoke there.
Oh, no.
And the karaoke was very old school. It was like, basically, they had laser discs of only songs awesome. From 20 years ago and before.
Okay.
And, I mean, and they had like... two discs of new songs, right? Like, so, like, the woman doing it is like, oh, gotta stay current. I better go buy those two new discs. You know
what I mean? Yeah, but what was new?
Like, there's, like, a Taylor Swift song on there and, like, a Nickelback song or something like that. But, you know, but, like, it was a nice cross-section, but there's definitely, like, any music from, like, 1990 to 2005 is missing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because she just decided in the last few years to update her repertoire.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it was fine. I mean, the only thing is, we wanted to sing our wedding song. We wanted to do A Whole New World, but they didn't have that because that fell right in that sweet spot. But anyway, so
they had Beauty and the Beast though, which was before.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stop correcting people, asshole.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Richie.
I'm sorry.
Let's see if he ever gets this story out now.
I'll show him.
I'll show him who can interrupt a story.
So we go to karaoke and they have the book. And the first song I listen to, I go for, is my go-to karaoke song, which is...
Wait, at this moment?
Nope.
Nope, Jarrett.
I've never been to karaoke with Richie.
What would you think that he would sing? The first song he sings when he sits in front of a piano.
Michael McDonald?
Is it Michael McDonald?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know to play
it used to be at this moment.
Yeah, but now it's that was my dad's karaoke song.
Well, then it became Taking It to the Streets. You do that one first.
No, it's this one because I can't play What a Fool Believes on piano because it's too hard.
Yeah. It's in like A-flat.
It's in A-flat. Forget that. Because there's no Blue Oyster Cult songs in A-flat. Get out of here with that.
Well, it's an A. It's just tuned down a half step, right? Like all the metal songs.
I don't know. I think
like
you just... that's like a piano player type of song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Andy can play it for you.
Yeah.
Richie, Andy's the one that's in Blue Oyster Cult. I think he would know.
He gets to tell you what keys the songs are in. So I do that, and I didn't even do a good Michael McDonald, but people from the other
flocked.
Side of the restaurant were flocking to see which jerk off was doing Michael McDonald.
Everybody who was in the restaurant.
Came from somewhere back in long ago.
Like, you have the voice of an angel, they're yelling. These young dudes, like in their early 20s.
To recreate
the YouTube video.
It was
so
great.
They did that and they were going nuts.
The
right?
natives were coming down from the mountains.
Then Anne-Marie did a song I picked for her.
Okay.
Which was...
Because you have to.
Yeah, which was...
Because you always do.
He has to pick for him and pick for me.
Well, so. You won't pick for yourself.
No, because I don't like doing
karaoke.
Oh my God, that was a perfect Anne-Marie impression.
So
I like the adventure of it.
So I picked... I gotta tell you something after this. So I picked Celine Dion All By Myself.
A.
I thought it was Journey.
When I was young.
That's not Celine Dion.
Never need
her version of it.
Anyone.
Oh. Excuse me.
And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
So anyway, she did that.
All
yeah. alive. All by myself. No, the best is that one note though. The anymore.
Yeah. Anyway. Anne-Marie, and I taped this on my phone. Anne-Marie did just as good a version of that song as anyone's ever done. Like, maybe it was the rice sitting in her stomach the right way. But maybe it was the crap quality of the Radio Shack microphone she was singing into. But it came out crystal clear, and I was just sitting there like, holy shit. Like so this is just as good as Celine Dion's ever done this song.
Right.
And I was like blown away. And the people... flipped the fuck out. They didn't know what to do with themselves.
Right.
Like, because basically there's like four people that show up to karaoke every week who are locals and do their country songs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or their 60s Sherelle songs. You know what I mean? But she did like spot on, note perfect Celine Dion. So then they're like, oh, do some more. So then I did I did Never Gonna Let You Go.
All right. Well,
which is also like fast
back,
Michael
though,
McDonald.
He goes... Then she's like, oh, they had a Hawaiian word that meant one more time. So then they put on...
Well, I'm getting to that. Okay. I'm getting to that. So Anne-Marie sang it with me, and she did a pretty good job. But okay. she goes, I can't sing this song. This is not for me. This is a song for you and Andy to sing. This is your duet. This is not our duet.
You guys are gay.
Do it. True story, bro.
I was as wrong,
as
I could. I can't play this on piano.
To Andy,
let you get away from
you ran out of
me.
Keys.
Yeah, I'm off the keyboard now. That song has like 55... key changes.
Never gonna let you go. Gonna hold you in my arms forever.
You see, it's awesome. See, me and you have such the passion.
It's so cute when they sit next to each other at the piano bench and Richie's leaning into
the shoulder. Do you know why we have
shoulder?
To sit at the piano bench? Because I need to turn the page for him because he can't remember the chords.
87 chords.
Yeah. So anyway, then I pick How Will I Know by Whitney Houston.
Nice.
For Amory.
That's one I usually sing in karaoke.
It's true. I've seen it.
Dooga dooga doogoo.
You rock that shit.
Key, whoops, right? Sorry.
Karaoke. Yeah, it modulates to a lower key at the end. How will I know?
No, that's the original. Yeah, yeah.
It's in a G flat.
F. Oh, is it G flat?
G flat.
Okay, let's do it. G flat. Obviously sings that song really well, right? Then they go, one more in Hawaiian.
What was the word? It was...
I don't remember.
So it didn't have an M or an R in it.
It totally started with an M.
So
It was like, Hanaho!
Hanaho! Hanaho!
Like, Hanaho! Hanaho! She's one more! And Emery hadn't picked the song.
I did pick a song, so but the she
DJ,
didn't ask me.
The DJ just went right to the next Whitney Houston song.
The Other Side of the Laser Disc.
Other Side of the Laser Disc, which was Saving All My Love.
which I had never heard before.
Really?
In my life. I know Saving All My Love.
1625 and A. Starts and everybody's going, oh my god, I don't know this song. And on the microphone goes, I don't know this song. I don't know the words to this song. What song is this? I've never heard it. And she's panicking and I'm trying to sing it. Yeah, you
exaggerating.
I'm like trying to like sing it to you. She's like, Richie, come up here and sing
it.
I
wasn't panicking. I just went.
No, it looked pretty panicked. So anyway, so I go up there and I sing the whole song like Michael McDonald.
Of course.
Cause tonight is the night that I'm feeling.
I sang the whole song.
The place went apeshit. I sang the whole song like my, and I was like riffing, like.
No, you did. You did like the Whitney thing. You're like. I was like, what the fuck did you just sing? Damn.
Wait, so now we're all moving to Hawaii because you work there now?
That's the punchline. You know what? Let's learn that song real quick.
What?
Saving All My Love, because I want to reenact what I did in Hawaii.
This is a great Wayne's World show we're doing.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right.
Come on,
yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, Wayne's World. Staying on
you're
topic.
You're all over the place. You have too much stimulation.
What did he drink today?
Mountain Dew.
I didn't give him any.
Three of them. Oh, so, God. Andy, next time we go to karaoke, we got to go with a bunch of musicians, and I came up with a new game.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good game.
You pick songs for each other, and you try to stump each other, and you have to sing it.
Okay.
Like, I saw some, like, Japanese songs on there. I said, how funny it would be if we came with all my friends, and you put a Japanese, like, you put it on Muff. You put a Japanese song, and he has to try to sing it and
Muff
stick through it.
I know all those songs. This song from the Waterflower song.
Mm-hmm. Go, go, Godzilla.
No, that's a Japanese song, nice. Right? That's a Japanese word.
It's a Japanese word.
It's that middle part.
I want to do something right now that's kind of inappropriate.
Awesome.
All right. I love Facebook. I love social media. I like reading emails from people. But lately, people have been sending me some fucked up shit. And I want to call these people out on what they've been sending me and read it right now.
Do we get a theme song for this?
No. Yeah, give me the standard theme song. One, two, eight.
Fucked up things that people say on Facebook. To Richie!
Okay, we're good. Thank you.
Like so that's
that.
How that goes.
That's good. I like it.
Okay. Wait, I got to find this one.
It's the first time Amory played that.
Yeah, I didn't even. I was like, what?
Good job.
Yay.
It took Phil four times to learn that.
I got it. I think Jarrett knows what. What message I'm talking about.
I do.
I can't wait.
Do you have it in your inbox?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Really?
Wait.
You haven't heard this one yet?
You're not
going to give his name, are you?
Know.
I should totally give his name.
Wait, hang on.
Because this is fucked up.
You should replace the first letter of his last name.
With the first letter of his name.
Hang on.
Wait.
I'll find it.
Okay, here's one. While waiting, I have one saying, any chance of getting me into the show? Because it's my birthday.
But that's legitimate.
But I don't know that person.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can get in so much trouble for that. Like having
it doesn't hurt to ask.
You know what? You're right.
It does not hurt.
I retract
to ask.
That one.
No,
sorry.
No, but that other message you're talking about is heinous.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find.
No. It's cool. No, it's cool because I got to find this one. This is just. I might have deleted it.
No, but I have the email. You
forwarded
me.
It to somebody.
To whom?
Okay, hold on. I got to find. This is unbelievable.
It's in an email.
Okay, here's the worst thing anybody ever sent me on Facebook. First of all, I keep things pretty friendly on Facebook. Anybody who follows me on Facebook knows I keep things light. I post goofy shit that I find funny. I don't really, you know, yell at anybody or call anybody out. So in return for all that, I get this message. You're the only one that seems to enjoy BOC. They show is lame, boring, no improv, period.
What?
And
Did you not hear this?
No.
Oh.
In all my years of concerts, the worst is Steve Miller, then B.O.C., then Aerosmith, then Smashing Pumpkins, boring shows, Rudy was cool, you showed emotion like shit is great, but man, showmanship of B.O.C. sucks. Okay, let's...
Aerosmith is fucking great in concert.
Wait, why is it your fault?
Okay, first of all, I've seen most of these bands in concert, and I've been blown away by all of them. All
right.
So, I don't know what this guy's on, but first of all, okay, that's your opinion, but why
but
would
Don
you...
Phonics did
what
not
am I
work
gonna,
for him, though.
What am I going to do about it?
Wait, was it a private message? Or was
it was
it
a private message.
Okay.
It would have been better if it was a public message. Because I just basically deleted that. I'm like, this is not cool. To
was
write.
It, was
he
it
deleted
a show
it after
Andy
he
playing?
Sent it to me, though.
It was a show Andy was playing. No, it was not. No, it wasn't. It was just, it was like, it was out of the blue, a random message. So, look, I'm not a big rock star. I only have like a few thousand friends. I don't have like a cat page and I need a fan right. page. And I don't have a, you know, and I don't get recognized in the street except when I don't have my hair done properly and I'm trying to go tubing.
I recognize you, honey.
But look, if you're going to write something to me, like, let's be nice. You know what I mean? Like, don't write something to me yelling at me for. And also, he's not yelling at me. He's
right.
telling me I'm the only thing he. But and well, I guess thank you, right?
Thanks Can for I, the compliment.
Thanks for not sucking as much as everything else.
Can I read the response I sent you?
Okay, of course I forwarded it to Jared.
Dear Richie, I have trouble with grammar, and evidently my taste in music is also awful. Plus, I'm not sure if my ranking system means that I hate the Steve Miller Band or Smashing Pumpkins more. I like to be unclear. That being said, I enjoy the enthusiasm you muster for the terrible band you are in. You must hate your life. Big fan.
I totally did not see
You should
that.
Have just forwarded that verbatim to him.
And I get people... I've been getting like weird messages from people lately. You know, and I... Look, I like talking to people and But let's keep it light, you know? Well, I don't like talking to people. I don't like talking to you. I like talking to everybody else.
I
don't
you.
Side with Amory on this one.
No, but I like talking to people behind the safety of my screen.
Right.
You do not.
Oh my
you
god.
That's
here.
Not talking.
I go out
That's not talking.
I go out it's after every talking. Show and I talk to people, okay? I do.
Well, I don't
do
see
I, do
that,
I do that.
So that means
no,
it
you
doesn't
do that.
Happen.
I talk to people when they are on the way from the stage to my hotel
cool,
room.
No, but everybody's cool, but when people don't have to look you in the eye, they say weird things. You know what I mean? I don't know. Whatever.
That's the world we live in
Let's
now.
Play another Wayne's World song. Okay. Amory, which one do you want to do next?
Mm-hmm. Crucial Taunt.
Oh, no, let me sing one.
I'd like to do something by the Shitty Beatles or the Jolly Green Giants.
Let's do Fire.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to give me your phone?
Or Foxy Lady. Go either way on that.
We're doing it
Why don't we
like,
do both? Do Fire into right? Foxy Lady.
Do you remember this, Amory?
I think so.
Let's go through it. Let's teach it to people.
Do you want that?
Right?
Mm-hmm. I do it. No, it's up a half step.
Oh, really, Richie? Come on.
Yeah, in the key of
that's
the original
key. No,
that's
not.
It's in the key of up a half step.
That's what I just played.
Whatever.
What's wrong with you?
I heard it up half step.
You expect the worst out of me.
All right. So, the riff is that's A flat G D F G D D then repeat. Sorry, it's yeah, I'm adding a note. It's A flat G F G D D again. Then it goes, yeah, A, C, D, D. It's like all single notes. Or you can do octaves. Or power chords. You know. And that's the verse. Now, this is my favorite part of any Jimi Hendrix song here. I like the play between the bass and the guitar.
Oh, the bow, bow. Yeah,
tell them what you're playing.
I'm just doing D, F sharp. It just kind of stays on D the whole time. So D, F sharp, G,
Phil.
G sharp.
I'm just doing a little.
Don't be a douchebag.
You can't keep making fun of Phil. He's not here to defend himself.
D,
just doing a little.
F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C, C sharp.
Yeah, good.
And it's just essentially.
That's it.
And the guitar goes.
So that's together.
Like, basically, let me clean this up. One, two, three, four. All right, so my guitar chords, I'm playing on the 10th fret, a D chord, just like you would play an F chord in first position, but it's the same shape. So, you know, start, it's the first four strings. Like I said, it's an F chord shape. And then you take your pinky and you put it on that 12th fret and you get the D add 9. Now we move it down two frets to a C add 9 and then a C. So that's it. That's the song. I mean, there's a solo section, just modulates, but that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it, so it does the do 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 do, and then it goes up to E, right? Yeah, yeah. Do 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 do.
Move over, over. And let
C.
Jimmy take over.
A.
Yeah, A. And then C.
C.
And then up a half, a whole step.
Whole step.
Yeah, whole step. All right. Let's do it. Am I singing this?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
But we have to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I might do the lemon style.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 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 right.
One, two, three.
Next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Alright. Now listen here, baby. You say your mama ain't home. That ain't my concern. Just don't play with me and you won't get burned. I have only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Now move over, over, and let Jimmy take over. Next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand. Let me stand next to your fire.
Now you so, need to play it with the guitar backwards and the strings upside down.
Exactly. So, Crucial Taunt. Let's keep going with this. Are you ready for the next Crucial Taunt song we're gonna do?
Are you ready, Andy?
Okay. Muff.
Are you gonna do that version or are you gonna do the Crucial Taunt version?
Well,
I know it's in a different key.
All right, I'm gonna tune up and we'll okay. So this
you
next
just
song,
say all that funny stuff over the drums.
Next song is Ballroom Blitz, originally by Sweet.
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 We played with them in Minehead, England.
We did.
And they went to do this song, and I have it on video somewhere. They went to do this song, and the guy, the guitar player, who was, we met afterwards, was really funny, really nice guy. He goes, oh, fuck it. That's what he said on the microphone. So, the guitar part for this is...
I do believe that you requested this on Facebook, that the Bettys played this years ago.
Yeah, I love this song.
Oh, it's a Facebook request. Hey.
Facebook request! Facebook request! Facebook request!
All right.
From 4 years ago.
From 4 years ago. It's still a Facebook request. Still a Facebook nonetheless. Okay, so the guitar part is just like the, you know, the standard like Chuck Berry. Like that sort of thing. So what I'm doing is I'm playing a power chord on G, and I'm playing this way up high on the 10th fret on the A string. And the reason is because I have to do the stretch, and the frets are smaller over there, and I have little tiny baby hands. So it is we have this G power chord, and then you're going to take your pinky and put it up 2 frets on the D string. So right now, my first finger is on 10th fret, A string. Third finger is on D string, 12th fret. Then I'm going to take my pinky on that same string, put it on the 14th fret, and then I'm going to stretch it way the hell over to the 15th fret. That's it.
So that's a 5-fret stretch?
It's not that bad if you're up down the 10th fret, because the frets are smaller. Okay, and then the verse goes C.
You don't play during the verse.
The Crucial Taunt version does. And now, during that, there's another guitar that goes. Something like that.
No.
It's just that. And that's, so there's 2 guitars in Crucial Tone, obviously. The 2 muscular guys with the long, nice hair. Of course, I was looking at the guys instead of Tia Carrere. Okay.
Anyway. Richie also just changed into his red bustier.
Yeah, I have no words.
Why don't you just go talk to her? Talk to her. So then it goes... Oh, yeah! It goes A. It's an electric! A power chord. C... power chord,
D-sharp.
E flat power chord, then G power chord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then A, C, D, G, then that's F sharp G.
One, two, three.
Actually, it's more a break there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to just wing this one and...
Follow me, I know the way.
Yeah. I really like that fill. I enjoyed that fill.
Are you ready, Richie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah! Are you ready, Richie? She's the passionate one. Oh, yeah! It was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone turn, give it turn to a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to warn you to turn to a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Reaching out for something, touching nothing's all I ever do. Ooh, I softly call you over. When you appear, there's nothing left of you. And the man in the back, he's ready to cry, cause he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner, who's everyone's mom, she could kill you with the wink of her eye. Oh yes, electric, so frightfully hectic. And the band started leaning, cause they all stopped breathing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone jack it down to a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, what I want you to do to a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Come on, Reggie.
Love you, Richie. Love you, Dream Woman.
All right, I guess that wraps up our first theme. That was our first theme show, guys.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Round of applause. Woo. Our first Wayne's World themed theme show.
Wayne's World.
So I guess thanks for listening.
That was our first. I guess.
No, I'll say it's more authoritatively.
Yes.
Is that a word?
It's dictatorship out precious. When you say it.
Thank you for listening to the Band Geek Podcast.
Join us next week!
Join us next week! Follow me on Facebook and request songs. And don't send me dick messages. Send me very nice messages. And keep things pleasant and light. And I'm Richie Castellano on Facebook. And
what are you on Twitter?
I'm at Rich _ Castellano. Because I couldn't fit Richie Castellano. It was too long. I am Rich _ Castellano. On the Twitter, I have a website. It's called RichieCastellano.com. I own it. It is me.
Why are you saying it like the Batman announcer?
Shut your face.
He's saying it like the Clone Wars intro. Meanwhile.
It's all about me. No, okay. Thank you very much for listening. Please send us some song requests. We're going to have some interesting theme shows coming up. And I'd like to thank Jarrett Pressman. He did a great job singing that Dreamweaver right there.
Yeah.
He's woven himself into my dream.
Andy Ascalise playing the electronic drums today.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Electronic.
Boogie woogie. Anne Marie Castellano on the bass today and the vocals.
Yeah. Cassandra.
And her name
was Cassandra.
And Brandy Metaxas on sexy voice.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been a Band Geek Riotcast podcast. See you next time.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go. you go.
Let me go.
Never, never,
let you go.
Never let me go.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub
has a devil put aside for